Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this is DMP. Talk to the twins.
Yay. Hey, there you go. Talk to the twins.
Yes, I'm Butterfly.
And I'm Angel Wing.
Okay, we got to bring it up to vibrations and make it. Don't give up.
Yeah. Well, let's do it right now.
What song is that? You got it.
We got Stand Here for You.
Yeah. No, that's 8 minutes.
Through the fire, through the flood, light my path.
Well,
Wow, this is hilarious. We did not know that right there was going to be coming on. But it's all right. All right, we're going to keep it pushing. We're going to put us our little background music on.
Yes,
a little instrumental. We don't need nothing hard. We just want a little instrumental. We're going to try this the hip-hop instrumental beat. And what we're going to skip this commercial, but listen to it while you're there.
Services that make it easier to accelerate your digital transformation. So getting started is less risky. Let's check it out.
All right. We're back with your very favorite host, with the most assistant. This is Butterfly.
And Angel Wing.
We got a nice beat on the background. This is instrumental hip hop.
Now,
if you can't groove with this, I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah, you ain't going to do nothing.
You ain't going to do nothing with that.
Yeah,
right. Because this is good.
Right.
Well, we had to go ahead and subscribe to that. You want a new subscriber, hip hop.
Yes,
you already have 240,000. Woo, my God.
Yeah, you're doing something right.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, today this show is going to be a motivational show for all our listeners out there. We always pumping up and sharing and inspiring and giving out those good vibes. So today let's try to get on.
Yes. You know what they always say? You get back with give out. But my Lord, kids,
my God, those are twins are about.
So,
you know.
Yeah. But you know what? We are thankful. We have not given up. We will not give up, no matter how far the road gets.
It is been pushing forward, so I think we're going to darn good.
Yeah, so when you see the smile on our faces, we had to struggle to get them smiles out. We will
struggle with it because, you know, I know behind that.
I mean, but it'd be deep. You know what I'm saying? It's deep smile. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, smile, joy, and long.
Yeah. You got to go deep to find that joy. Because on the surface, it could be ugly. You know, all these demonettes and demonoids. But anyway, you know, we are the twice. And we have a wonderful book out called The Power of Prayer and Positivity on Amazon.com, baby.
Yes, yes.
And so you must check it out. It's giving you some affirmations and some prayers that Lord knows that I need to open up my own book and pray it right now.
Oh, yeah. I've read the book about 4 or 5 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
You can sit on the throne and get that thing.
Out of the struggle. See, I thought it was
out of the struggle.
Yeah.
Out of the rejection.
Yeah.
Don't let the no stop you.
I say yeah. See, when they say no, you say yeah. That's usually a protection.
Right, it's protection. And even though you get in your feelings and feel like, well,
that's
your
fleshly feelings.
That's the,
but let's go over to the spiritual feelings and see what that thing really is, because it may be something ugly, because it was something that you want.
Right.
You
want.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you now, this show is about inspiration and motivation
and determination.
Don't get it twisted, baby, because that's what we do. We want to motivate and empower others.
Right.
Yeah, it's not about anything more.
Yeah.
How you know I'm supposed to say?
Because I know that's what people be doing.
Yeah, just because we're twins. I mean,
get out yourself.
Yeah, get out yourself. Look beyond.
Get your life.
Go to your spiritual walk.
Yeah. So I love what you were saying about, you know, when we set the topic, don't let the no's stop you. When you said that those no's could be protection, that they are protection. They actually are, very much so. They are protection. And
right,
that even though it's a no, that don't mean you stop. A no doesn't mean that you stop. You know what I'm saying? When it's a dream or a goal that you're trying to get to. Even when somebody looks at you and say, what are y'all doing now?
Right.
Why y'all wasting y'all time?
Exactly.
Why you ain't getting paid for that? Well, you ain't getting paid for it. So why are you doing it? Or y'all just making a fool that you sell for. You know, it's all about y'all. But it really is. It's something deeper than that.
Yeah, it's
something uncontrolled. We can't help it. We can't help it. You're pulling the suit like a magnet.
Yeah,
it's a magnet. Man,
it's a magnet.
Yeah, a magnet
is being turned down for something that you think you really
ought to
have, or you really
want. You think you want it, but when you get it, what you gonna do with it? And then what is all over then?
Right. So, but still, don't let the no stop you. So if you get a no, it's going to be a yes. You may get 1,000, million, 100,000, 1 billion.
No.
Woo,
everybody
keeps saying no. Ooh, this word ministering to myself.
Yeah.
Because
everybody going to say no. And then the way
you handle the no, I think God is watching you in that moment. And the way you handle it, either you're going to sit down and float, roll around, kick, cry, like I did at my wedding when them people would not change my name. My name, they spelled it my last name wrong. And everything was going wrong at that point in my wedding, you know. But they said no, and I just couldn't take no more no's. And I had rollers in my head. Yeah, my sister could tell you, Cryzilla, baby. Cryzilla. And honey, I had to roll it to my head. I had to come from the beauty salon. And I mean, lashes on, but laying on the floor, rolling around like a fool because I got a note. Are you going to act like a fool? You get a note?
Honey, we all have.
And y'all, that note stuck. I still didn't change my name on the program. But then, in the end, what does it matter?
Does it matter?
It ain't going to matter.
Yeah.
You're going to walk around. Okay.
You know you got that wrong.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
It's a little thing. Sometimes we can be so petty.
That was my breaking point on them going nose.
No to this, no to that. No, you can't have it. No, we can't have music in the church hall. No. Oh, it was a hell of a nose. But you know what? Now that I think about it, it's all said and done. It's all over.
God,
them nose, they didn't hurt me. They tried to take you out. Bam, bam. So I really like this beat. Back to the beat.
Yeah,
I thought it was like 3 hours. It's like 3 minutes, though. So we need more beats, more beats, more time, more beats. That song is going to go dead, honey. But anyway, so back to the show at hand. We're going to bring us some music by Danity King.
We love Danity King.
It's called Damage. Are you Damage? Damage does. Let's get it.
Do you know how to pep up a warm pony? Are you patient and understanding? Cause I might need some time to clear a hole in my heart. And I'm
Remember, when you get a no, it too shall pass. Don't let it keep you damaged, damaged. You're going to get it fixed, fixed. Ooh, I like that. Oh, yes, ma'am. That's what I'm talking about. And we love Danity Kane, wherever you are, girls. We wish you'd get back together.
I thought they were still together.
No, that's my other girls. I forget their name. But Danity Kane, you are still loved by the Twice Twins. Shout out Danity Kane. Thank you. We're back to our nice sound of the jazz beat. And we are jamming in the studio. Talk to the Twins Show live coming at you. We love what we do, and we praying that you love what you do, too.
Yeah.
Now, back to the topic at hand. Don't let the nose stop you. Don't let the nose stop you. Don't let the nose stop you. Yeah, I like that beat.
Yeah,
that might be a song, honey. For the covering. Don't let the nose stop you.
White ones had it first. You heard it.
We said it first. But over our lifetime, we have gotten, you know, several no's. But, you know, in those no's and dealing with the aftermath of a no, we're still here. So that's a positive fact right there in itself. Now, if you're working on a plan or you have a desire and God hasn't given you your yes yet, just know that it's coming. But it may be yes in a different direction, in a better direction
right
for you. Don't let that no make you feel like you have failed. In some way,
yeah.
I felt like a failure. I felt like a failure in a lot of things when I got no's, when trying to, you know, buy a car. And I mean, that's them ones are bad no's. Honey, I remember one time I had put money down for a car. It was a 1999, I believe. Maybe a 95. I don't know. It was one of the 90s. It was a Mustang, a black GT Mustang. Baby, I wanted that thing so bad I could just live in it. And I remember I went and put my $500 down. Hard-working money, honey. And I just knew I was going to bring that baby home the next day because they said, okay, well, you know, put your money down.
Right.
For us to hold it, you got the car. I go up there to pick up the car because I was riding around in a car called the Dirty Bird. Dirty Bird was so old, I only paid $200 for it. And honey, God said no. The next day I went to pick up my Mustang. Oh, we sold it to somebody else. And no, you can't have it. Bring my car back. Wait a minute. The wrong person. I did get my money back, my refund back. Thank you, God. Because that would have been ugly right there. I don't know where I would be today. But baby, I cried. I went back to work, and I showed I don't know. You take a lot of growing pains. That's what my sister called growing pains.
Growing pains. Kick your butt kind of thing.
Kick you in the gut butt. And I cried like a baby sitting at the front desk at that darn eye doctor. And this girl sat across from me and looked at me. Honey, she shook her head at me. That was a wake-up call, too. She said, you crying over a clock? I said, yes, I am. Don't say another word.
I was choosing with the word stop sign. Oh, it hurt me to my core. But yeah, I got over that. I was glad God said no. I turned it in. Next thing you know, in a new direction, I went, that is a good end of the story. I got me a J30 Infinity Rally 1999. Or was it 97? Might have been 97. It was one of them 90s. And honey, that thing had the sunroof. Everything was electric. Windows, all that. The Mustang had nothing on that J30. I'm trying to tell you right now.
So you had one of the classes.
Yes. Just like from God. But then that was in my know from God was that Mustang.
Right.
Even though I showed I ain't like boo, boo, boo.
Yes, she did.
Honey, you should see more. I got that yes for that J30. She was jumping all over the place.
She did. Yes, she did. I witnessed
that. And we drove that thing to, we couldn't drive it no more. It never did stop. Y'all traded on up for the kids. That's how that gets sold, y'all. Did you hear the story? I thought I wanted nothing. God said no. What? Yes, something. God gave me some 3-7 times credit. He'll give you double for your trouble.
Woo! Like that.
Double for your trouble.
Yeah, that's double change.
Yeah.
We're twice for the night.
Can you remember a note that you received?
There's so many. Recently, I got a note for an opportunity for this job that I really thought I wanted. I know I needed it, but I thought I wanted it. And, honey, I got the email. I was all set, ready to go, honey. Had my outfit ready to start. I said, okay, now I'm going to be working these days. You know, I'm going to choose this and that. I'm going to be in this area. Boom, boom. You know, I'll be able to work my show and work, you know, with my mom and, you know, a sister and stuff. You know, I had it all figured out.
Wow.
But, baby,
what?
As soon as I did that last figuring, looked at my email, and they said, oh. I said, whoa. I'm talking about a cringer.
That hurt.
Oh, it hurt.
Growing pain.
But you know what?
And you
ain't
know
nothing I can do about it.
But
God got something
better, a different direction.
And that was to protect me. Yeah, because somebody tried to clap me on my head.
I know
they ain't got time for that.
That's right. And the same way, you know, like I said, even with that Mustang, you know, God probably saw something that wasn't right with it and
exactly.
It was a no.
Absolutely.
But then I finally got my yes. So just get prepared for your
yes.
Yes. Look forward to the yes. Just say, when God says yes to me, I am going to be ready. And he's saying yes to me in a different direction. And that's where I'm going to go.
That's the way you should go, Ray. But I'm telling you.
You'll get messed up doing your own thing. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
It's true.
You get messed up?
Get messed up.
That's funny. But you know what? Too, and you know, a great way to get through some of these things, because I know some people they have been praying for things, and they still may get a maybe not now, or a nope, that's not it. That's not it. And you have to move to the next best thing. But you don't ever give up on what you're trying to accomplish, even if you have to do it a little bit different than you thought you should.
Absolutely. You're right.
And you can shed a little tear. You cry with the twins.
Yeah, baby.
We cry and we have pride and we still will cry. Even, you know, even if we do get a no, but, you know, we pull ourselves back up and say, okay, it's time to keep it moving. Let's try a different, you know, you can stay under that juniper tree for a little bit. But we want you to come up out of there.
Yes, ma'am. Come on out. Who about like this? B, I got to replay. See, I got to keep hitting replay. We're a DJ.
But we don't have to hit the replay.
I know. I mean, being the DJ and the talk host is quite a bit. Let me know.
Yes, and a program director. Come on with it. We're doing all this. Multitasking twice, 20. So our resume looks mighty good.
It say that too.
Does it not?
Holding it down for 4 or 5 years on this show.
Ooh, all the time.
This ain't no hobby. Send us our broadcasting producer.
Right.
I tell you, doing it on your own sometimes. Doing what you want.
I know it's right.
But what you need, it's what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's right, you have to.
Yes. Now, going back now, whew, so we're going to give you some examples of our no's, and it hadn't been so easy. And we just encourage you to keep going, because this thing, we had stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 2012, when we had a couple of, we had a engineer walk out. Got to laugh at that, so we cried off. Just think, where will we be? We wouldn't be branded like we are. We wouldn't have people checking us out. We wouldn't have the resistance of the haters or the haters. That's out there. We wouldn't be what we are today. We done came so far. Like I said, on time you look back and when you see how far you done came. And when we look back, baby, let me tell you, baby, I like baby. She don't want me to say, okay, honey, sweetie, can I do that? Oh, she's trying to find us something. We're going to put some more jams on because we like to jump in the future, honey. Because we like to bring up the vibrations. We're going to have to go live. If you're not watching us on Facebook Live or Periscope TV or Twitter Live, then you're missing out on a treat because we bring up the vibrations every week. And it's vibrationally good. So you want to do that. So make sure you go find us on Twitter. And you can find us on Talk to the Twins. Or Twice Twins on Twitter. You can also find us on IG, Instagram, on Talk to the Twins Show. You can find us on Twice Twins as well. And let's not forget Periscope, Talk to the Twins Show. Yes, it is. Okay, I'm going to say it again. And then don't forget to follow us on our blog. We blog, yes, we do every week. We do a blog on Talk to the Twins channel and Twice Twins. So make sure you follow that, and you can see what's going on with us and where we're at. Because, honey, you may never know where we will be because we're here, we're there, we're everywhere. The red carpet calls Twice Twins are there. You know, we slow down just a little bit, wee bit, but we still be trying to be there. Okay, we're going to turn on some music. Here we go. Angel Wing is queuing it up. We do it all, y'all. Here we go. Who is this? Kenny Rogers. Oh, we went all back to the backpack. See, we like this.
Calm, I was soft inside. There was something going on.
I can't live with
Yes. Kenny Rogers and our girl Dolly Parton, girl with the big head, just don't care. Yeah, Tennessee Band. Yes, sir. And Dolly got it going on, you know.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. Sail away with me to another land.
This world.
Well, we can rely on each other.
Yes, that was fun.
We
were
there. Bring a little cowgirl for you, just too.
Yes, Dolly has it going on. And she had a lot of no's. She had a lot of adversity. If you have ever been to Pigeon Forge and visited her hotel, the Butterfly Hotel, you will see the stuff that she went through, the turndown she got because of her style, her bourgeoisie, and all that stuff. But she kept going. She didn't let it stop her. She made many of platinum hit records, country music, and so forth. She has been phenomenal.
Well, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Time is running out.
Yes.
We thank you. We love you. Again, don't forget to tune in to Talk to the Twins
every Thursday, 6:30 p.m., baby.
Yes. Let the noise come out.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.